Hello, I'm Nicole Holliday, a linguistics professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
And I'm Ben Zimmer, language columnist for the Wall Street Journal.
And this is Spectacular Vernacular, a podcast where we not only explore language,
we also play with it.
This week, we'll be talking to John Linnell of They Might Be Giants about the results of his unusual pandemic project, writing songs in Latin.
Yeah, that's right. Our guest coming up, John Linnell, got interested in Latin because he took a Duolingo course. And I think a lot of us have dabbled in language learning, at least since the beginning of the pandemic. Welcome back. Over the past year and a half, many people have embarked on unusual pandemic projects, trying out new pursuits they might not have had time for before life went on lockdown. A lot of folks took the opportunity to try learning a new language or two. Different apps like Duolingo and Babbel have made it easy to expand your linguistic frontiers. And that's what happened with John Linnell, one half of the legendary alternative rock band They Might Be Giants. Linnell completed a short Duolingo course in Latin. Then he got the crazy idea to try writing some songs in the language, even though Latin isn't exactly a hot linguistic commodity these days. Well, at least outside the Vatican City. With the help of a childhood friend who is well-versed in Latin, Linnell wrote four songs that he has now released on an EP called Roman Songs. It's certainly a lyrical change of pace from the songs that he and John Flansburgh have been writing as They Might Be Giants for nearly four decades now. But Linnell didn't just make a bunch of Gregorian chants. With his son Henry backing him up on guitar, these songs rock.
Est nimium periculi. Quod foras homines sunt, eos videre posum.
John Linnell, welcome to Spectacular Vernacular, or perhaps I should say salve or salve in your traditional pronunciation.
I would go for salve. I'm kind of digging the classical over the ecclesiastical, but, you know, I'm not a hardliner.
Like you, I've been in Duolingo land. I'm working on Italian, and I just learned salve in modern Italian last week. It's still a formal greeting, but of course you have to say it with the V.
Those Italians are stubborn, man. They stick with the same idea.
Can you tell us a little bit about how this project got started and what made you want to start learning Latin?
It's really hard to defend. And I think the easiest way for me to talk about it is just to say, like, I was just enjoying something that had no practical application at first. I mean, it seemed to me that I was just doing it completely for fun, and I wasn't planning on turning this into a work project. I like doing a lot of things that are useless. I take pleasure in pointless activities. Well, I don't know if you'd call them pointless, but I just like the weird sense of exploring unknown territory. And in particular, when you're learning a language, you stumble across interesting, weird things that are often surprising and entertaining. And that's really all there is to it. As far as learning Latin, like, I didn't have anybody, obviously, to chat with in Latin. I still don't. But eventually, I came around to the idea that I could maybe apply this to some creative activity. And so, you know, I just Latin seemed like a great option for me for writing songs.
What was the next step? I mean, how did you take this rudimentary Latin and say, okay, I'm going to try to make songs? And I guess you got a little help from your childhood friend with that.
I think very briefly, I imagined that I could write the Latin lyrics myself. And I think that the main issue in particular with the Duolingo course is that the vocabulary is really specific and really random seeming. And I think it's because you're really just learning about Latin grammar, and they're not trying to teach you to read Horace or anything like that. So the focus of the exercises very often about specifically about a drunk parrot and about throwing fish. By the end of the course, you've sort of mastered talking about this drunk parrot and about throwing fish and not too much else.
Tell us exactly how you were able to, with the help of your friend, get from your basic Latin knowledge into full-fledged songs?
Right. So once I'd figured out that I couldn't really write a satisfactory lyric on my own, I started casting around for somebody to translate lyrics. And I went online and I actually communicated with some people through various Latin educational websites. And the general vibe was you need a particular person who's good at conversational Latin. And most of these people have another specialty. They're more about learning to read the classics or whatever. And then I just had this memory that I had a childhood friend who was not only had spent his entire adult life teaching Latin, but was a rock musician. So I managed to track him down. I haven't been in touch with him for decades, but I found him, and he was immediately agreeable to this completely nutso idea. And then I just plunged into writing lyrics that in English that I thought that were simple enough that they would translate well based on what I understood about Latin grammar, that they were translatable, right? So that was the idea. And he, incredibly generous in that he gave me, not only gave me translations, but gave me variations on translations and kind of explained the differences. And he also sent me audio guides for, so he sent me his own voice reading the Latin text so that I could follow his pronunciation.
This is an interesting moment to be doing anything with language, I guess, but is there something about the Latin language that lends itself to the kind of songwriting that you wanted to do during the pandemic? Because we heard this clip before from, I'm so sorry, my Latin is atrocious. We heard the clip from Hayek, Quoque Estres, mm-hmm. and there's some pandemic lyrics in there. So can you tell us about that a little bit and sort of your relationship between the pandemic writing and the Latin?
Right. Well, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, that actually is sort of specifically a pandemic vibe, that song. It's kind of about being paranoid about what's outside your front door. Yeah, it was written during that period last spring a year ago when everything in New York was like utterly terrifying. There was this sense of catastrophic situation. And so, yeah, obviously that informed that particular one. You know, I tried to mix it up. The other songs are not as topical, I guess. So, yeah, I was trying to write a range of songs and very much just experimenting. I didn't really have a plan when I started out.
Well, I was interested in another song, Tecum Circum Ambulare Nolo, translates as I don't want to walk around with you. And that, of course, is a line familiar to fans of the Ramones, because there's a song on their first album called I Don't Want to Walk Around With You. What inspired you to write that? I mean, with the Ramones in Latin, it got me thinking about, like, what happens if you could transport the Ramones back to ancient Rome, and it kind of reminded me of one of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs, The Mesopotamians, where you've got, you know, the band traveling around ancient Mesopotamia. So what was the thinking behind doing, you know, Ramones lyrics in Latin?
Yeah, well, I should like, say there's probably not too much forethought going on with a lot of these things. I'm pretty intuitive in the way that I start off coming up with an idea. But this was obviously a direct translation of a Ramones lyric into Latin. This is thinking about it after the fact, is that there's a thing that appeals to me from the very small amount of Latin poetry that I've ever looked at, which is this notion of the sort of epigram, like the concise idea that doesn't have to be very elaborate. And I think that Ramones, a lot of their lyrics have that precise quality, that they're just saying a really simple thing. The song has only two lines. It's saying a lot in just two lines. And this is something that, you know, Marshall or one of those guys were particularly interested in as well, like the sort of just pithy little statement that carries all this weight or carries all this meaning in just a few words.
So as a longtime fan of They Might Be Giants, I think back to your, you know, your songwriting partnership with John Flansburgh, and this latest effort got me thinking about other times that you seem to have set yourself a kind of linguistic challenge, or maybe put yourself into a kind of linguistic box that might have helped to encourage creativity. So going all the way back to a song like I, Palindrome I, which, you know, has some palindromic lyrics spelling the same forwards and backwards, or, you know, letter by letter or word by word. Another one that comes to mind is Contra Coup from the 2007 album The Else, which actually originated in a request by lexicographer and friend of the show Aaron McKean to write a song which could help revive a few words that had lapsed into obscurity, like Contra Coup. So do you think of this latest effort, writing songs in Latin, as a new way of constraining yourself linguistically as a way to encourage the creative process?
I think that the impression that you immediately get from this is like extreme nerdy like obsessions. I kind of wish that somehow wasn't the first impression that you get from this, because I do think doing creative work is very much about creating boundaries and restrictions and then trying to work within them. So it doesn't have to be as nerdy as I'm making it probably, but this is a good way for me to get into it, I guess. I mean, I like the idea that you just set some rules for yourself and it could be arbitrary, and then you have to try and figure your way out of this problem. That's fun, you know. That's my idea of a good time.
So do you have any plans for more songs in Latin, or are you going to move on to other dead languages? So, you know, are we going to get Old Norse or Etruscan album?
Yeah, no, I mean, I never say never, but I feel like I did this project and I'm going to get back to working with John Flansburgh on more They Might Be Giants material. So this thing, I think, will be set aside, and I don't know if it's going to inspire me to come back to it, but I never know what's going to happen next. I will say I'm going to continue goofing around trying to learn languages, because that is something I got into actually a long time ago, and it's a kind of weird, rarefied pleasure to just find out about culture through language, I guess, is part of it, right? That's one of the reasons for studying languages. You learn all this stuff about people and cultures that you didn't know before, and it just makes your brain expand in a fun, cool way.
Well, that's a great place to leave things. So, John Linnell, thank you so much, or should I say gratias maximas?
Yeah, I wish my command of Latin was enough to give you a more appropriate response in Latin, but I'd have to fumble through the dictionary for a while to work out what to say back to you.
Well, thanks so much for coming on with us. And you can download the Roman Songs EP by going to tmbgshop.com, and you can find a link for that in our show notes.